Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5 and the River Talk Radio Network, a River Network production.
Download the River Network app and then click Big Willie 105.5. You can hear Dimitri Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays. You'd think by now I'd know what days I'm on the air. But shut up! Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Time. Also, the River Talk Radio Network, 94.9 FM, our latest radio station signal. We're growing by leaps and bounds. It's unbelievable. So 94.9 FM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Mighty 1290, the Sturdy 1430. It's the audio path of totality, and now Dimitri Live and Dangerously Local is also the force multiplier of truth. And pretty soon, the blockchain of reason, once I figure out what a blockchain is. And I've been trying to figure this thing out. I've even gone to AI to have it explained to me. And I told AI, ChatGPT, I said, speak to me as if I'm a slow, dull child, or perhaps a golden retriever. And it dumbed it down, saying that a blockchain is like a notebook of some sort. And I still don't get it. I swear to God, I still don't get it. I'm an idiot. What can I tell you? And how's your morning going for you? All right. So yesterday we did the first beta version of Dimitri Graffiti, and it was about as bad as... hold on. We got more people calling in. Big Willie 105.5.
Yeah, I was trying to contact you on guys on Facebook. I won tickets this morning. I'm trying to figure out what your hours are and your address to pick them up.
Is this Gabe Jackson?
Yes, this is Gabe Jackson.
All right, Gabe. Did I not ask you if you knew where the Womp Studios were in Bel Air on Rock Hill?
You may have, and I may have just said yes because I was like excited. It was my boy's first day of school, and I just pulled up at mom's house, and I was like, yeah. And I had heard High Ridge Road on the radio a bunch of times, and was probably figured I could figure it out.
All right, here's where we're located. 5-6. Right. You have paper and pen? Are you going
to... I do have a paper and a pen ready
to go. All right, good. 5-6-3-2-5 High Ridge Road. High is spelled H-I-G-H. Ridge is R-I-D-G-E. Road, R-O-A-D. Read that back to me.
3-6...
No!
5-6...
Yes.
5-6... 325 High Ridge Road.
Right. Bel Air. Do you know how to spell Bel Air?
Yes.
All right.
Bel Air.
Right. Ohio. You can just do O-H.
All right.
And if you get lost, ask somebody where the Womp Studios are, because that's where the Big Willie Studios are as well. Also,
okay, what are your guys' hours?
Okay, not normally 9 to 5. So as the security guard, the armed security guard is normally here 9 to 5, unless somebody's here early and then he comes early. So normally 9 to 5, make sure you have your driver's license with you. So we know that it's Gabe Jackson. Now, if you get lost, there is a Rock Hill Presbyterian Church. It is on Rock Hill on High Ridge. It's across the street from us at a slight angle. So if you get lost, I'll tell you who knows where that is. Sheriff's deputies. If you see a squad car, a sheriff's deputy squad car, ask where the Rock Hill Presbyterian Church parking lot is. Now, you'll know that across the street is the studios here. There are the studios, Big Willie. But I have to warn you, if you ask the sheriff's deputy, he might think you're going there to meet for a drug deal. So explain to him, no, this is not going to be a drug deal where we meet. Dimitri said that the studios are across the street from the Rock Hill Presbyterian Church. And that way, I think he might believe you. Okay?
Gotcha. Sounds good. I'll probably, I get off work at 4 on Friday, so I will be there probably most likely on Friday to pick them up.
All right. Well, we will all be looking forward for that, Gabe. Now, can you read back to me all of your notes to make sure that you got them down right?
Yeah, it's 56325 High Ridge Road, Bel Air, Ohio, from 9 to 5. Across the street from the Rock Hill Church.
Rock Hill Presbyterian Church. There are other churches here. Rock Hill Presbyterian Church. And make the note, if you stop and talk with a sheriff's deputy, make sure you tell him it's not for a drug deal. You're actually going across the street to get the tickets. And Dimitri said it's okay. Will you do that?
Not for drug deal.
Exactly. Yeah, that's important.
Dimitri said it's okay.
There you go. All right, Gabe, anything else? Have we covered everything?
That'll do it.
All right. Thank you, sir. You have a great day.
Yeah, thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
Well, glad we got that cleared up. Let's see. Gabe Jackson threw his kid under the bus. Did you catch that? He said he was so excited because taking his kid to work, he's blaming his kid. Taking the kid into school. That's cold. That's a new level of cold, I got to tell you. But I'm sure he's going to be here if he doesn't get lost. Or if the sheriff's deputies don't buy his story. No, really, it's not a drug deal this time. I'm going across the street. Really? Dimitri said so. That'll be the kiss of death. All right, so there's Gabe Jackson. He was very, very excited about winning those tickets to this. To the zoo and the aquarium. Focus, man. Focus, focus. You've got a show to do here. All right, we got the beta version of Dimitri Graffiti coming up. We will have to end the Facebook live stream early from now on because Facebook has banned Dimitri Graffiti because of royalty issues regarding the music that we're playing. But that is coming up. Yesterday was pretty rough. We will again read the rules of engagement for you, and hopefully it'll go a little better this time. But boy, yesterday was rough. Jesus, it was bad. All right, next, Cracker Barrel. Cracker Barrel is screaming, Uncle! Uncle, we give up! At least that's what they want you to think. Uncle Herschel is going to be back on the logo. They're going back to the old logo, which includes a picture of this guy, I guess, leaning or something on the Cracker Barrel. That's Uncle Herschel. That's Uncle, not Herschel Walker. This is another Herschel, Uncle Herschel. Okay. So he's back. So Cracker Barrel management, upper management is thinking, okay, well, hopefully that'll be the end of that. The issue here was never the logo, but instead the new logo, but instead what the new logo represented in terms of the culture war. When we started digging into what Cracker Barrel was all about as a corporation, Robbie Starbuck actually did a lot of this, which I shared this information with you on the show earlier this week. They're really deep, deep, deep into pushing the DEI agenda and the transgender agenda. And everything with DEI is, of course, racist because they are opposed. DEI is essentially don't hire white males, that as white straight males especially. And so, but they're all into this stuff. Oh, way, 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 way into it. So the reason that I bring this up is that a lot of people have been asking me, well, Dimitri, do you think that Cracker Barrel has solved its problem by crying uncle and bringing back Herschel, Uncle Herschel and the Cracker Barrel? In other words, the old logo. And I said, no, it's not going to make any difference at all because now we realize what Cracker Barrel really is. The only way that they have a chance of surviving is if they wipe out everybody in upper management. Not just that lady that looks like Rachel Maddow, who is the one, the brains behind all of this, but everyone below her as well, who has also signed on to this woke DEI agenda. So Robbie Starbuck on ex-Twitter pointed this out. He said, oh my goodness, the people running Cracker Barrel are maroons. While this page is now gone, they brought it back under a new page. The old page, the Cracker Barrel culture, and it's all about DEI and woke and transgender and all that. So they got rid of the old webpage. But now they have a new webpage with the same information. And according to Robbie Starbuck, and from what I could tell by going to these pages, I think he's right, they appear to be doubling down on LGBTQ pride. Cracker Barrel management is cracking. Today they've removed the LGBTQ page off of the Cracker Barrel website, but they've just moved it. It'd be one thing if they said, you know, we need to get out of politics, left wing, right wing, just get out of politics. That's one thing. But they're too clever by half. just like Channel 7 with their headline about full blown. How sick is that? And by the way, you know how bad it is for WTRF Channel 7? When Mr. Big Willie himself is defending Channel 7's horrible misuse of the phrase full blown in its headline, when he's defending Channel 7 by saying they're actually too stupid to have known this. When someone is defending you by saying you're too stupid to have done this on purpose, that's not a good thing. It's really not a good thing. When Big Willie himself is saying, nah, I can't be right, they're too stupid to do that. Well, that's the state of TV here in the Valley these days. Channel 7. Unbelievable. Full blown. I'm not going to go into the disgusting details about it. I did that earlier. That's enough. But just, I'm sure somebody was applauding himself, going, wow, I'm so clever. I can do wordplay and double entendres and this, that. Never mind that it's a story about a hideous abuse of a child. And the unfortunate statement that included full-blown sexual relationship. But to capitalize on it, that Channel 7 did, and make it into its headline, full-blown, get it? Wink, wink, we're clever. We're 7. Jesus. How do they live with themselves? Honestly, how do they live with themselves? Horrible stuff. Horrible stuff. Anyway, so let's see here. We've got Gabe Jackson. We gave him all the information. He threw his son under the bus, saying it was his kid's fault that he wasn't paying attention. We have Big Willie, who had spoken to us from the cab of his Freightliner Cascadia 125. And by the way, I'm going to be working on him. We might be able to conduct tours of this thing. This cab apparently is quite a thing. He's got everything in there except the waterbed now. And if we can get him like some weekend or something to have it parked here at the parking lot at the Big Willie 1055 World Headquarters, which is 56325 High Ridge Road across the street from the Rock Hill Presbyterian Church near the Sheriff's Deputy Squad Cars. We might be able to actually have people pay to have a tour of the cab of this Freightliner Cascadia 125, and maybe that money could be used for some worthy cause, or maybe the coffee fund here at the radio station, which I would say is a pretty worthy cause. So we're going to be working on him regarding that. So, all right, so got the Robbie Starbuck thing. Oh, by the way, if you'd still like to vote, we're still accepting votes. Go to the Big Willie 1055 Facebook page. Follow it. Very important. Follow it. And then you will see I think it's the first post or one of the first posts. It's pinned. And essentially we ask, are you going to still go to Cracker Barrel after all of this? And you vote yes or no in the comments saying yes or no and the reasons why. We have had an awful lot of people responding to this poll. It's the most popular poll that we have had on Big Willie 105.5 ever. Not even close to second place. Ever. It's unbelievable how people are responding. So your vote matters. I tried to share it with as many Facebook groups as possible, but Facebook limits you regarding sharing anything. So if it's not shared to your Facebook group, go to the Facebook page for Big Willie 1055, follow it, and then you share that with your group, if your group does not already have access to it, so your group can vote if they want to vote. So we've got all that going on. I got a short break here, and then we're going to be ending the Facebook live stream, but then we're going to be doing the beta version of Dimitri Graffiti, the second day of this. Hold on, I get the buzzing sound again. I mean, I'm going to have to smack the board. Hold on. My God, it worked again. This will be the second day of the beta version of Dimitri Graffiti, and then we're going to get started full-time with that next week. We're off Monday, Labor Day. Mr. Deep Pocket says, do I have to pay you time and a half? And I said, well, I think that's the law. And he said, well, you're off. So we're not going to have Dimitri Graffiti or anything. No Dimitri Live and Dangerously Local on Labor Day. I would love to be here on Labor Day because I tend to belabor every point, but the owner of the station said no, because then we'd have to pay you, and we can't do that. They call me Mr. Deep Pockets for a very, very good reason. So I guess you're not going to hear me now until Tuesday. day after Labor Day, and we'll try to get Mr. Big Willie himself back on again. It's great. It gives me a break. It's almost a shame that I don't smoke, because if I did, I could go out for a smoke break. I could have him on at 8:05, go out, smoke a Lucky Strike or two or whatever, come back around 8:20, and he'll be wrapping it up. It's amazing how he can go and never takes a breath. He literally never takes a breath. The man's unbelievable.